I turn to you, O Lord, in time of trouble, and you fill me with the joy of salvation. As we heard in the gospel today, a leper came to Jesus where Jesus was. Where was Jesus? Nothing is said in Mark's gospel. Jesus used to go to a deserted place to pray. It is said at the end of today's gospel. Those who are infected by the disease of leprosy has to move to a deserted place and remain there according to Mosaic law, as we heard in the first reading today, clearly instructed, as long as the sore is on that person, he shall declare himself unclean, since he is in fact unclean, making his abode outside the camp. For the first time, this particular leper changes his usual cautioning. Usual cautioning is, I am unclean. But now he changes that to someone pass by, telling, if you wish, make me clean. And here is the response. The church fathers, they have clear understanding about this miracle. Not one, three of the church fathers, they talk about this miracle story in their homilies. They say, one reason Jesus promptly responded to the leper's cry in today's gospel story, ignoring the Mosaic law that prohibits touching a leper, one person became ritually unclean. He just ignored that. He touched him. For the reason, as the fathers of the church say, Jesus identified himself with that man's condition. Jesus dramatically identified himself with the sufferer in the total rejection and isolation waiting for him in Jerusalem. The irony here is that Jesus risked becoming unclean himself in order to make someone clean, to make that leper clean. He made himself unclean. Just as he stretched out his hand to the leper and touched him and made him healthy and whole, the same Lord stretched out his hands on the cross to make us all healthy and whole. The Lord touched the leper, thus bridging the gap between what is clean and what is unclean, identifying himself with all lepers, with all who are ritually are socially unclean and isolated, and with all of us sinners who are spiritually unclean, he found there is no way to change our condition except through his sacrifice and mercy on the cross. Thus he became unclean in the eyes of Mosaic law, that we might be clean. Like a criminal, he was crucified. He allowed himself to be rejected by his family and people, so that those who are separated from God might return to him and be healed. I'm very much touched by the words of St. Paul in the second reading today, what we heard, that was courageous enough in his letter to the Corinthians. His advice was courageous enough. As he says, just as I try to please everyone in every way, not seeking my own benefit but that of the many, I make myself all to all. If we understand the context, then we may be able to know how strong and unassuming his statement was. Pagan temples in Corinth, in which animals were sacrificed to the pagan gods after the sacrifice made, a large portion of the meat which had been offered was sold in the market, the public market, meat market. Corinthian Christians were sometimes invited out to dinner by their pagan friends who might offer them the choice meat that had previously been used in pagan sacrifices, like halal food for the Muslim brothers and sisters. Both Jewish and Gentile Christians had scruples about eating of such meat because there would be, it's a kind of a participation in the sacrifice honoring pagan gods if you eat that meat. It's a kind of declaration indeed that those gods were real if you touch and eat that meat. Being Christians, they were not ready to go for any dinner whenever their pagan friends invited them. There, Paul says, the earth and all that is in it is the property of the Lord. The earth and all that in it is the property of the Lord. He's the owner of the Lord. Any meat. Go and dine with them. Become all to all. That sort of call was Paul's call. That was courageous. A call to Christians, they could lawfully eat any meat placed before them. They need not worry about or concerned about its origin. It's a call to respond with the sensitivity toward others who are different from us, rather than by passing judgment on them. It is a call to us. Be sensitive towards others who are, you think that they are different from you in many ways. The glory of God is served when God's people serve one another and live in loving unity. As Jesus, our Lord, we need to touch the people whom we think they are spiritually weak. We have to touch them with our love and with our compassion. As St. Paul, we need to change our attitudes sometimes, how we look at people, those who are different than us. That's a call from the readings of today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.